My brothers and sisters, as requested by President Benson, I shall now present to you the general authorities and general officers of the church for your sustaining vote. It is proposed that we sustain President Ezra Taft Benson as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Gordon B. Hinckley as first counselor in the first presidency, and Thomas S. Monson as second counselor in the first presidency. Those in favor may manifest it. Those opposed may manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain President Howard W. Hunter as president of the Council of the 12 Apostles and the following as members of that council: Howard W. Hunter, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, L. Tom Perry, David B. Haight, James E. Faust, Neil A. Maxwell, Russell M. Nelson, Dallin H. Oaks, M. Russell Ballard, Joseph B. Wirtland, and Richard G. Scott. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the first presidency and the 12 apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, kindly manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. With the continued rapid growth of the church, the first presidency and quorum of the 12 have determined that the time has come to take additional steps to provide for the expansion and regulation of the church. We announce, therefore, the organization of the second quorum of the 70 to become effective immediately. The initial membership of the second quorum of the 70 will be those general authorities presently serving under a 5-year call. Additional brethren will be added to the second quorum of the 70 from time to time and will serve as 70s and as general authorities also under a 5-year call. The first quorum of the 70 will continue much as at present, with its members called from the second quorum of the 70 or from the priesthood at large. It is proposed that we sustain, as presidents of the 70, Elders Dean L. Larson, Marion D. Hanks, William Grant Bangeter, Robert L. Backman, Hugh W. Pinnock, James M. Paramore, and J. Richard Clark. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain, as members of the first quorum of the 70, Elders Theodore M. Burton, Paul H. Dunn, Hartman Rector Jr., Lauren C. Dunn, Robert L. Simpson, Rex D. Pinniger, J. Thomas Fiennes, Adney Y. Komatsu, Gene R. Cook, Charles Didier, William R. Bradford, George P. Lee, Carlos E. Acey, John H. Groberg, Jacob D. Yager, Bon J. Featherstone, Royden Derrick, Robert E. Wells, F. Enzio Busha, Yoshihiko Kikuchi, Ronald E. Pullman, Derek A. Cuthbert, Rex C. Reeve, F. Burton Howard, Ted E. Brewerton, Jack H. Gosland, Angel Abrea, John K. Carmack, Victor L. Brown, H. Burke Peterson, and Hans B. Rinker. As additional members of the first quorum of the 70, Cho J. Christensen, W. Eugene Hansen, Jeffrey R. Holland, and Marlon K. Jensen. It is proposed that we sustain the following as members of the second quorum of the 70, who will serve for a period of 5 years from the time of their initial call: Russell C. Taylor, Robert B. Harbertson, Devere Harris, Spencer H. Osborne, Philip T. Sontag, John Sonnenberg, F. Arthur Kay, Keith W. Wilcox, Waldo P. Call, Helio da Rocha Camargo, H. Verlin Anderson, George I. Cannon, Francis M. Gibbons, Gardner H. Russell, George R. Hill III, John R. Lasseter, Douglas J. Martin, Alexander B. Morrison, L. Alden Porter, Glenn L. Rudd, Douglas H. Smith, Lynn A. Sorensen, Robert E. Sackley, L. Lionel Kendrick, Monty J. Bruff, Albert Choles, Jr., Lloyd P. George, and Gerald E. Melchin. as additional members of the Second Quorum of the 70 who have been called and are being presented at this conference, Carlos H. Amado, Benjamin B. Banks, Spencer J. Condi, F. Melvin Hammond, Malcolm S. Jepson, Richard P. Lindsay, Merlin R. Libert, and Horacio A. Tenorio. Those in favor, please manifest it. Those opposed, if any, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain the other general authorities and general officers of the church as presently constituted. Those in favor, please manifest it. Those opposed, by the same sign. President Benson, it appears that the voting has been unanimous in the affirmative. We invite the newly sustained members of the 70 to take their places on the stand.